Kene Kanate's family cannot believe how she earns a living. She drives a huge truck around the Houndé gold mine in Burkina Faso. The 42-year-old single mother is one of 111 women working at the mine. Most of them were trained for jobs that more traditionally would go to men in West Africa. These jobs include carrying rubble, blasting and breaking up rocks, or driving heavy vehicles. Kanate and the other women are helped by a worldwide effort of mining companies to bring more women into the industry. The industry has been slow to balance the number of male and female employees, and women remain greatly outnumbered by men. At Houndé, they make up just 11% of the workers. Canada's Endeavour Mining runs the Houndé mine. After separating from her husband, Kanate struggled to provide for her two young daughters. She took jobs cleaning houses, cooking, and mixing material used for buildings. When she heard the mine was hiring, she traveled across the country by bus for an interview. Today, Kanate lives in a large house in Houndé. She is able to pay for her daughter's schooling. "The mine has changed everything in my life," she said. "Everything." She said that at this time in her life, "I really don't need a man to do everything for me." Many women in Burkina Faso face barriers to finding well-paid, skilled work. They also lack financial independence because more than half of women in the country marry before they turn 18. Kanate's first job at the mine was gathering waste. She was later trained to operate the trucks. The vehicle's wheels are so big that drivers must climb a ladder to get into the driver's seat. "The fact that it is a man's job and that I can do it, really, I like that very, very, very much," she said. Family and friends respect what she has done. Others find it hard to believe. "I told my uncle, 'Yeah, I really drive that machine.' Honestly, he was very, very, very surprised to see I was doing that." Sonia Nkima oversees the work of more than 100 people at the mine pit. She said women sometimes face pushback or problems from the men. But she tells people around her to forget about the differences between men and women, and instead judge people based on the quality of their work. "I always say to my operators, as soon as you cross that gate, we are no longer women," Nkima said. "We wear the same trousers as you do. We have become men because we do the same job." I'm Anne Ball.